I'm going to demonstrate a few aspects of the modified TR-808. Firstly, the four-level accent controls, which I've talked about in detail on another recording. And I've got a pattern here, just a busy kind of pattern for mucking around with. And here it is with all the four accent controls turned down. So it's just a few things are getting triggered, and not very much. Now if I turn up the first one, which is the one nearest to me, which is where there's no accent, actually, let's turn up the fourth one, which is where there's an accent and a cowbell. Yeah, it's just one of them. Two. Okay, if I turn up the third one, which is where you just have an accent, it's just one of those. Now, I've got a little bit of reverb on this, so we're not being entirely clinical here, we're having a bit of fun. Now, the next one is where there's just a cowbell. And the final one is where there's no accent or no cowbell. So just by turning these knobs, we can get quite a variety of different kind of rhythms. And of course, we can press the accent button. There. That's it on its own with a particular knob setting. Now I'm going to press the accent button. There we go. Of course, you can drop in individual accents. Okay, so that's give you some idea. Of course, there's innumerable combinations. Turn them all up. Drop them all back about from one. Play with the accent button, away we go. Now, another thing to show is I've got another pattern here. If I flip the bottom memory switch, stop for a moment. We're in a particular memory bank. We're in what we might call 00001, which means the bottom switch, the one closest to me, is to the right. If I press the red push button in the memory, that will have the effect of reversing the state of that switch, so it'll go to 00000. And we're in pattern 3, just playing part A, variation A, first part. So it's just 16-beat patterns. So let's just set all the accents fairly neutral. So this is kind of clinical, so you can hear the rhythm. Okay, that's one. Now if I go to the other bank, the other memory bank, which I'll do the toggle switch now, there's another pattern that's really kind of different. Now if I switch back to the right position, so we're dealing with memory bank 00001, I can press the red button and drop in notes from 00000. So let's try that. So it's the normal pattern. Just pressing the button. The patterns are not all that dissimilar, and they're pretty busy, so it's a bit hard to tell what's going on there. But let's say we put a... you can imagine just by pressing the switch, you can drop in other things, but it's too busy to tell what's going on. Let's see if we can do something different. Yeah, we've got a bunch of rim shots on the other one. I can just drop those in individually if I'm fast enough with my finger. So there's fun games to be had there. And of course there's accent button as well. Which doesn't make any difference if I turn the knobs, make them different. So just... button on the right, and then the button on the left, jumping over to the left hand mini bank, 0000000. All I'm doing is pressing buttons now. So you get a bunch of stuff you never like to come up with a MIDI sequencer. Just on the spur of the moment. Now, if I had any musical chops, I'd be able to do the same thing two bars in a row, but I really haven't. Occasionally I have, not tonight. So that is all just pressing the accent button on the right and the memory button to switch to another memory bank with particular knob settings. Now we're just going to change all the knob settings totally, give it something different, and I'll do the same thing for those buttons and see what happens. That's just changing the knob settings on the original pattern. Now I'm going to play with accent and the memory button again. Pretty obtuse, I wouldn't make any great claims about it, seems to suck the life out of it. But with a bit more thought, you could do better. Now, what's happened to these toms? Okay, it's all very obtuse. That's busy. Now the first thing I'm going to show you is, this is a modified Casio M10, the first instrument I ever modified in 1980. And I've got it playing, it's organ sound, it's got no filter, the filter's been bypassed, it's got a higher quality D to A converter, and it's a little battery operated digital keyboard from 1980. And it's a beautiful thing, you can hold it in your hand, wave it around. And when I plug a lead into it, the signal disappears, and we can plug that into something like the cymbal input. Okay, there we go. Let's get rid of some of this other stuff. Bring up the cymbal, hi-hat. That's a fairly quiet signal. It's a bit higher. It's much higher, it's really splattering. Way higher, too high really. There's all those beautiful delicate sounds to be had here. No reverb. Bring the signal level down now. Less distortion. Soft attack on the cymbal. And we'll play some different chords. Bring in a bit of reverb again. Now, we had a snare going on here. Now, I've got a DX7 here with a kind of springy kind of sound on it. Just coming through the speakers. There it is. Pretty familiar kind of sound. Pretty boring kind of sound. What did I have before? There we go. Now let's plug this into the snare. And turn up the snare. Playing with the volume of the DX7, turning it really need to be an octopus. Just my buttons at the same time. From the other memory bank. Let's take this out of the snare. A hand clap and plug that DX7 sound into the hand clap instead. A bit of reverb external to the machine, turn that off. That's it. This is the hand clap reverb. Wow. Never heard it before. Now this depends on the hand clap density control. It's making it thinner. And on the volume. Hand clap reset. Using the old lexicon to cut lexicon LXP1 reverb plate, what is it? A plate setting anyway. You can still do cymbal-y kind of sounds by pressing down a whole bunch of keys, flattering it up. Thank you. working for the cymbal sound too. Notes on the DX7. Thank you. tone control at the cymbal there. And the level of the Casio going into the cymbal. And here's the ordinary cymbal sound by comparison. And here's the Casio again. And here's the hand clap sound on its own, without an external signal. And here it is with the DX7. Gives you some idea of the fun and games that could be had, but you'll have totally different fun and games. That'll be your own music, not my hastily thrown together demo.